is where 2 million Americans get their automotive information daily. Our auto expert.
Ciao. There is a lot of fun stuff going on in the world. So Honda Ruckus it's my aspirational goal. I want to buy one. I have a Grom right now. I'd much prefer a Ruckus.
The Ruckus seems like there's a lot more going on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And plus it's funner to say, to be honest.
It's funner to say.
Yeah, what are you driving? A brand new electric Ruckus.
Oh, they're gas.
The brand new petrol Ruckus.
Petrol Ruckus.
Yeah, as opposed to, because what you have sounds like Grimace.
It does?
Like the big fat purple guy at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Your friend.
Yeah, he is my friend. He gives good food out. The Ruckus is gooder, though.
So I like the idea that they cost about anywhere from $2,000 to $4,500. And you can basically do whatever you want to them. Some people trick them out, make them have long bodies, you know, those type of things.
Could this potentially be an A to B type of a situation for someone? Because you don't need a license, right? Or do you?
Yeah, well, you don't technically need a license because they're 49 cc's. And they go, 49 cc's, and they go, I think, 30 miles an hour. So that makes it...
Under the Autobahn limit?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Which is, I think, is awesome. Just don't need a license. Although I would suggest you get a motorcycle license.
And your little Grimace bike, can you go, does it have like 30 miles worth of petrol in it?
Oh, yeah.
40?
Yeah, you could. I don't know what they do on a full tank. You probably do 40, 50 miles on a single tank.
One way?
Probably does one less than a gallon, probably like 0.7 of a gallon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's very cheap to do. You know, earlier this month, Volvo announced the EX30. It was an affordable electric crossover, or it is an affordable electric crossover. And there's been a lot of discussion about this vehicle. But they're saying it's going to come in at around $30,000 for an electric vehicle, which is considerably cheaper than a lot of vehicles. I'm not going to talk about the technical aspects of the vehicle, but there's news breaking today that Volvo are actually losing money on this car and undercutting American automakers purposely to really get into the market. You know, many EVs already sort of aim squarely at this part of the market, the Tesla Model Y, and you can get the prices high. The Chevy Bolt EUV, Nissan Ariya, and several other sort of models are around that aim to get people into electric vehicles, but get them out of gas vehicles too. And starting in that price range, starting under $35,000, it actually delivers on a broken promise. Tesla seems to say that they would initially do a inexpensive vehicle, which doesn't seem to have materialized. And, you know, the Bolt EUV, which is this sort of small SUV-looking version of the Bolt, it doesn't charge very well. The DC charging speeds are fairly slow, but the price is absolutely perfect. It's starting around $30,000. And then tax rebates if they're eligible for any. But, you know, looking at these vehicles, GM have a bunch of vehicles coming in the $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 range. They've announced like the Equinox and the Blazer electric versions. But it seems strange to me that Volvo, you know, who are a brand who've become all about electric, is going to put this vehicle into the market for around $30,000. And there again, I think it's going to be manufactured in China initially.
I don't believe 100% that they're going to take a straight up financial loss to this.
A lot of automakers do make a loss on their vehicle, electric vehicles, but they have to do so many, otherwise they end up paying tax credits, which gets to be very complicated for how they manufacture vehicles, and then they have too much carbon in the air, and then they have to buy carbon credits. Sorry. That's, to me, I think it's just got to be watched carefully. Anything that's made in China that comes to the United States always gets me a little bit upset. I just got my new insurance bill. It was up by $1,700 in a year.
What?
It was huge.
Who'd you hit?
Huge. I have done nothing. I'm accident free. I may be an accident, but I am accident free. here's the deal. It's up because car thefts are up. That's one of the reasons.
Well, that's not your fault.
Car insurance is one of the largest cost increases this year, according to the government's recent Consumer Price Index inflation report. Car insurance prices are going up rapidly, and up about 17% for a lot of people. That means that these are now starting to tax on people. I mean, they're not going to be insuring cars if they can't afford to do it, but car thefts are one of the biggest reasons.
I'll tell you right now, if my car insurance goes up 50 cents, I'm going back to a bipedal bike.
Did you ever ride a bipedal
bike? No, but yeah. I will learn. 50 more cents, I'm telling you right now, Progressive.
I'll pay for you to learn.
I need to go to a
watch
driving
you learn.
School. You know how many clutches I done burnt out, Nick?
And every time I get in the car with you, you're like, I'm a good driver, aren't I? And then you say things like that. How many clutches I've burnt out?
Nick,
wait, you can't drive a manual.
No, I can't. I've burnt up like 3 clutches.
Oh, God. But are there people teaching you?
Yeah, Nick, if it's an automatic...
I walk back teaching you.
I'm NASCAR level good until you have to throw it into first. And then I don't know what I'm doing.
No, really?
Nick, it took me 45 minutes to back up the Cadillac V-Series.
Because you couldn't find reverse? Why?
Because there's 3 brakes. Which one do you use? You even told me today that it's like tap dancing.
Oh, that's right.
You have to hold down one, press a button, so, kiss the sky.
Well, here's the funny thing. I wish everybody had been there when I was driving today, coming to the station. I'm driving a Honda Civic Type R. Great car, amazing, so much fun to drive. But here's the deal. I'm sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
And Andy is almost got his head in my lap watching my feet do the pedals because he's just so inquisitive about how the pedal thing works.
I don't get it. You have to, Nick, at one point I saw 3 feet down there and I don't understand what you're doing. You were pressed on all 3 pedals at once. And
only 2 of them were feet.
It only makes sense. Oh, Nick. Nick, you can't use all 3 feet at once. You can't. I am a firm believer of outlawing manuals.
Really?
They're dumb. It's so much work. You know how much of a concert
car guys here? I'm going to start to see people outside the studio complex with like pitchforks and flaming torches.
It takes away from me having a concert. I have to focus on driving and using the pedals more than you're supposed to, Nick. 3 feet,
Nick.
It
has me focused on driving. It stops me having a concert.
3
Those
feet,
are all
Nick.
Things the safety council would love to hear.
There's just a lot going on. It takes it's so much driving that it distracts you from driving, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a lot.
I don't know if your credibility is on the line.
My credibility lies in those 3 clutches that are at U-Pole right now.
The 3 clutches.
That's how much I like manuals.
I need another clutch, please.
This is
you already
dumb.
Had one this morning.
Yeah, I know, Nick, and I don't understand your feet placement.
I can't help you.
Nick was accelerating.
I know you burnt out 3 clutches. I'm not willing to try either.
Nick, let me tell you what I saw. Nick was accelerating down the road. He was in 6th gear, and his foot was on the clutch, brake, and the gas at one time, and I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
For us that know how to drive a manual car,
and then
enjoyment is maximum.
Nick, and then you hit me with, oh, you can hear it when you are supposed to shift gears.
Yeah, but you got it right. You told me, oh, yeah, it's in the pitch of the revs of the engine.
All the gears
sound
like that.
If it wang-wangs, you're over-revving it.
I have too many wang-wangs when I try and do it. Wang-wang-wang-wang-wang-wang-wang-wang-wang-wang. And then it dies.
It sounds like
a Honda
Ruckus.
Yeah.
That was a horrible impression of a Honda Ruckus. They're much nicer than that. Andrew, Bill will teach you how to drive a manual.
Brake fluid, Bill. Dollar Bill. And we're going to need your help because little do you guys know that brake fluid, Bill, Dollar Bill is a professional, legit professional driver.
He drives the show every week.
Yeah, he does. So? Bill's got, there's, and see, he knows because this show is definitely a manual on him.
More of Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.